Good Erev Shabbos. Good Erev Shabbos. Let's learn a little sticker from the Chayzer of Lin. Makash ourselves to the Tzaddik. Bizechet have a lichtig Erev Shabbos, lichtig Shabbos, lichtig Chanukah, lichtig everything. So it says in Pasuk, after Yaakov has the dreams and so on, so he's continuing on his way to Haran to build Klal Yisrael. So it says in Pasuk, V'yisa Yaakov Raglov, Yaakov picks up his feet, V'yelech Artzim Nekedem, and he continues to go to the people of the east. So two kashas mafarshim deal. We've mentioned this a number of times this week. Why does it have to say v'yisa Yaakov Raglov, picked up his feet? Again, the parsha begins also v'yetsa Yaakov Hirsha v'yelech Harona. Doesn't say anything about picking up his feet. So why does it have to say pick up his feet? And why does it switch? It started the parsha v'yelech Harona. He goes to Haran. Now it's talking about v'yelech Artza b'nei Kedem, the people of the east. That's Haran is in the east, but you described it as Haran before. Why now different? So he's the quote from a sefer Arla Shemaim over here. Shemati Mekvayt Admor Zatzal. They quote from the Chayz of Win. Al pasuk v'yisi Yaakov Raglov v'yelech Artzim b'nei Kedem. On this pasuk, ki Yaakov v'inu estakel b'dar basra. The Yaakov looked with Ruach HaKadosh into the last generation. V'roh Hashem kadnei asaga, and he saw that the neshamas, the last generation, are kadnei asaga. They have small, very short abilities, small abilities to be masik asagas. Very small. Katni Hasaga. Him Shechaleim Neshamas Gedoilas. So Yaakov Avinu, in order to be Mechazik, the last generations, which are generally small Neshamas, was Mamshech to them. He drew to them very big Neshamas. Kedei Sheilem Siyu L'Avodas Habari, that they should have help in their Avodas Hashem. V'Zepirish, V'Yisa Yaakov Raglov. Yaakov picks up his feet. And as Yaakov is Klal Yisrael, and he sees the last generation, the feet are very shvach. V'yisa Yaakov Raglov, so he picks up his feet. Shrotzel Hagbi Adar Basra, he wants to pick up the last generation, Shemekroim Raglayim, which are called in the Zohar Kodesh feet. What does he do? V'yelech Artza, so he brings to Eretz, meaning Hoylech Lezeh Ha'olam, he brings to this world, to the universe of the last generation, Shenikra Eretz, which is called the earth, V'yelech Artza B'nei Kedem. B'nei Kedem means neshamas gedoilas, big neshamas, shenekroim b'nei Kedem, that are called people of the east. Kedem also means kaidem, which means those that come before, earlier. Kadmani shel olam, Hashem is called Kedem because he comes before the world. V'yelech artza b'nei Kedem. So I was thinking about it. It's interesting. The Gemara already says that the Rabbanu Shalom, in the beginning of time, created a number of tzaddikim, like real tzaddikim, and he saw the numbers were few, so he scattered them amongst all the generations. So there's already neshamas gedoilas in the last generation. So I think there's two pshatim. First of all, those types of tzaddikim that the Rabbanu Shalom scattered are just, they act as a shmir, they act as like something, like a schus for the generation, there are tzaddikim there. But in terms of tzaddikim that teach the generation how to serve the Rabbanu Shalom and how to be picked up, that's something unique. So the Chayz is saying that is Yaakov Avinu's poel, that he was mamshich to Artza B'nei Kedem in order to pick up the last generation. Not just that there should be tzaddikim in the generation. Those tzaddikim should be able to be mechazeg us and teach us how to be masig hasagas and how to become uplifted. Second of all, another what you could add is that the Chayzul, not only just he brought neshamas into the world, but he was mamshech. That's the language that he infused those neshamas gedolos into the neshamas of all the individual people of the last generation. That those raglayim, despite the fact that we're katnei hasaga, that we're very small in stature and spiritually, but we're deeply bound to these neshamas gedolos that Yaakov Avinu said, they're not just like walking amongst us, they're within us, they're connected to us, they uplift us. I don't know, we should be zaychataka. Shabbos is a time of eskashas to tzaddikim, so we should be zaychataka through our eskashas to the choyze and to other tzaddikim. We should be zaychataka. V'yisi yaka raglo v'yel chasim nekedem v'yis kol tzagrach v'yir v'yiminu amen.
Amen.
Alech tige Shabbos.